All right, here we go. Friday the 13th, ladies and gentlemen, end of the week. And, of course, Freddie Kiger is here with trivia questions.
I am. Do this, then I'm headed to the airport.
Oh, man, you got to fly on Friday the 13th?
Oh, yeah.
Does that bother you?
A little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
Got to go to Atlanta.
Don't worry about
Our crew is at Georgia Tech.
Mm-hmm. What? Yeah.
Which is, I'm going to tell you, that place needs some renovation.
It does.
Holy smoke. I mean, I literally have to be careful not to get a splinter.
Yeah.
At my little workstation where we're positioned to do games down there.
Pretty bad, isn't it?
Yay.
I've never been where you're going, you know, it's your workstation. But
the original stadium from like the early 1900s is underneath. They're underneath the existing stadium.
Yeah.
Holy smoke.
Wow.
Keep looking for like the Mayflower or
something
from the 18th century,
Have to turn back the clock before you go
there. But tonight we do have action in Winston-Salem because North Carolina travels to Winston-Salem to play the Demon Deacons.
Yeah, and that's good. I'm glad to see us playing Wake Forest.
Yeah, but I ain't happy about us playing Friday night.
No, me either. That's
Come
high
on,
school
guys.
Football
that's high
night.
School. I know who's pushing that button.
Yeah. Money, ESPN.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
That's high school night.
You got it right. I mean, we talked about this before.
Yeah.
That's a very important night. That is a traditionally high school football night. And all these schools depend on, you know, people coming to the games and supporting the team and all this kind of stuff. And these kids deserve to have big crowds. But now it's going to be cut down considerably because we're playing on Friday night.
Yeah. Well, we'll do a question about the series. And I agree with you. It's been far too long for us not to have played Wake Forest.
Yeah, a member of the ACC, and they're like an hour and a half away.
Oldest state rivalry that we have.
It's crazy.
The Hills haven't played, speaking of such, Wake Forest since 2015. This is only the second time since 2012.
Wow.
That's sad for the state's oldest rivalry.
It really is.
Mike Voigt holds the record for most carries against Wake Forest with 33. Mm-hmm. And as a Tar Heel, Ronnie McGill has the most rushing yards, 244 against Wake Forest.
There's a name I hadn't thought about.
Ronnie McGill.
Yeah.
But here's our question. Name the Tar Heel quarterback who threw for 361 yards in 2001 and therefore holds the record for most passing yards by a Carolina player against the Demon Deacons. Threw for 361 and the year was 2001.
Okay.
That'd be a little bit of a toughie.
Think about that one now.
2001. Who was the quarterback? If you think you know, give us a call. 919-929-WCHL.
Get a $10 gift certificate from Cruisers.
Let's go.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right! Of course! 97.9 The Hills Morning Show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa. You know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz! Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
Freddie, I'm going to just...
I'll give you initials.
Okay.
D.D.
Wasn't Darian Durant.
Correct.
It was Darian Durant?
Darian Durant.
2001?
That's, unless I wrote it down wrong.
Wow, I didn't think Darian was that old. That was 18 years ago, man.
Everything's relative for us, man.
That's right. Years just kind of blend in together.
We were born with 48 states, man.
I was born in the backseat of a Greyhound bus.
On Highway 41.
That's right. And then the other story I tell is that I was born in a crossfire hurricane.
That's right.
Wow.
Unless I wrote that down wrong, but I don't think I did. But it was a pretty good day, 361 yards. But it's only 16th on Carolina's most passing yards in a single game.
Well, this is the most against Wake Forest.
Correct. Okay. The most, just for the curiosity of those of you guys out there wondering, was in 2015 when Marquise Williams threw for 494 yards against Duke.
I love Marquise.
Marquise.
I used to love watching him play, man.
Yeah, in a game that Heels won 66-31. Darian Durant, however, holds the record for Tar Heel passing yards against the Demon Deacons. Good luck tonight.
Well, Darian Durant's always been a favorite of mine, too.
Yeah, he's a great athlete.
Just for the record, I love that guy. And Marquise, I always loved just because of his ebullience or... just
his effervescence,
joy. There, good. That's a better word. Joy of playing the game.
Yes, you know, there's something to be said for that.
That's right.
All right. Good luck up there, guys, in the town of Winston-Salem.